Hello, beautiful soul. My name is James Zander. Before we begin this episode, I invite you to download my free Mushroom Trip Checklist. This is a free PDF guide that dives into everything you need to know for your next psychedelic trip. What to do before your trip, during your trip, and after your psychedelic journey. Head over to mushroomchecklist.com to download it for free or use the link in the show notes. And now, enjoy this episode.
Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome back to The Microdose, where every week we dive into the world of psychedelics, spirituality, mindset, and how we can use plant medicine to evolve our life and our soul. Today, I want to talk to you about the rituals and techniques you can use to make sure your mushroom trip or any psychedelic journey you're doing is the best it can possibly be. What are the things you can do beyond the basics of having a good set and setting? What are the attitudes and the mindsets and the rituals you can bring to your trip that will be the touchstones that guide you during the trip? The first touchstone, and I've talked about this one a lot, but it is so important, is intention. Being intentional about every part of your trip, where you trip, why you're tripping, who you're tripping with, what is the purpose of this experience, being absolutely crystal clear about why you're doing this trip. And it's okay if your answer is, I'm curious, or I want to see what happens. In that case, your intention is one of exploration and one of adventure. Your intention could be as specific as, I want to work on the relationship with my mother. Or it could be as general as, I want to know if I'm on track with my life, and I just want to tune up. General intentions, specific intentions, all of those are fine. Just be intentional. Never do a trip from a place of desperation or a place of, well, fuck it, let's just do it. Always, always, always be intentional about why you're embarking on this journey. By the way, when I say be intentional, I'm not excluding a spontaneous or inspired trip. Sometimes you get the inspiration to do a trip and it's not super planned, but the environment seems perfect and the group you're with is perfect. Spontaneous trips can be magical, but this is exactly where I would caution you to form an intention. Especially if you're with a group, take 5 minutes before you start the trip to sit everyone down and say, what does each member of this group want to get out of this trip? What do I want to get out of this trip? Why are we doing this? And the answer might be, we're doing it for fun. But I encourage you to add another intention to it. Something that you want to learn on the trip. Something you want to discover about yourself. An area of your life that you have found challenging lately and you'd love to unpack it with the mushrooms. Take a moment and set those intentions. I guarantee you, it will make a big difference. The second touchstone, and this comes in very handy during difficult moments in the trip, the second touchstone is curiosity. You cannot be afraid of something and curious about it at the same time. And so when you're tripping and things come up which make you nervous, make you uncomfortable, make you feel anger, resistance, you're confronting your demons. And in those moments, try to get curious about what's really going on. Wow, I'm feeling a lot of grief here. Let's get curious about that. I'm feeling a lot of anger. Let's get curious about that. I'm feeling deep sadness and loneliness. Let's get curious about that. What are the mushrooms trying to show me here? What is my mind trying to communicate to me through this perhaps overwhelming emotion? I can get swept up in it. I can feel it. I can get lost in the vortex of emotions. But let me take a moment and get curious about the underlying reason why this is showing up for me. Curiosity is such a powerful tool. And if you make that the theme of your trips are going to be magnificent. Because everything that's going to show up for you, good, bad, easy, uncomfortable, if you view it through the lens of curiosity, it's going to reveal more of itself to you than if you take it at face value. I love to look at life through the language of symbols. So when something happens in my life, I don't just look at the surface 3D event. I take a moment to really look at what is this symbolizing for me? What is this person who is annoying me symbolize for me? What is this event, which is so challenging, mean to me? What does this mean in the video game, the dream, the simulation of my life? What could it mean? If life was a dream and every single thing that was happening was for me, not against me, what could this possibly mean? If life was a book, what would this sentence in my life represent? What would this chapter represent? What is the metaphor behind this problem, this challenge, this happening? And so I take that attitude into my trips, and I try to look for the symbols within my psychedelic trip. What is my mind trying to communicate to me? Curiosity will be your best friend, your eternal friend, in your explorations of psychedelics and life itself. Touchstone number 3, and this comes from experience, but if you know it in advance, you can bring it into your experience earlier. Number 3 is trust. If you trust the mushrooms, you're going to have a much easier time flowing with where the trip wants you to go than if you don't trust the mushrooms and there's this subconscious or conscious resistance. Let me use a metaphor of a cat. And this cat, all you want to do is to give it love and affection and cuddles, but it doesn't trust you. And it doesn't want to come close to you. And so it cannot receive your cuddles and your love and your affection because of a fundamental lack of trust. And there may be logical reasons why that cat is being suspicious, but do you see how its suspicion is, in a sense, preventing it from receiving the full spectrum of your love? And compare that to a cat who implicitly trusts you. And it's gregarious, it's cuddly, it comes up and it just is so open to receiving your love. Now let's apply that to the trip. You are the cat, and the mushrooms are leading you on a journey. And the more open and trusting you can be, the more they can work with you and show you things and take you on a ride and show you unconditional love. And the more skittish you are, the more scared you are to fully give yourself to the trip, the harder it's going to be for you to receive unconditional love, to receive those lessons. So trust is not something you can fake, but you can absolutely develop it. You can actually intend to trust more. Set the intention before your trip that on this trip, you will trust. You will trust that you will be guided, that you will be safe, that you will emerge from this trip changed and transformed in ways that will be beneficial to you. I think sometimes people are nervous of psychedelics because they know deep down that if they do the mushrooms, if they do ayahuasca, if they do DMT, they are not going to come out of that trip the same person that went into the trip. But they don't know what's going to change, and that scares them. So some people would rather not venture into the psychedelic realm at all because they don't trust on some level that whatever transformation is waiting for them, whatever transformation they're going to go through, that it will positively impact them. Now, I can only speak for myself, but for me, the changes that I've experienced from psychedelics have been overwhelmingly positive, provided that I have taken care of the basics of safe environment, safe people, set and setting, and intention. I have had difficult trips, but none of the difficulty came from the mushrooms. It all came from my own resistance or my own mistakes of environment or people. So I'll wrap this point up by saying, yes, psychedelics will most likely change you. And your trust is an essential component of that puzzle. Trust that this trip, if you go into it with intention, will benefit you, will mold you, will shift you, will transform you in unexpected ways, but all for the evolution of your soul. Have absolute faith and trust that whatever happens in the trip is happening for you and that it's going to be okay. Your job is to take care of the basics, the preparation. And if you want more details on that, you can check out my mushroom checklist episode to find out the basics. Once you have the basics in place, leave everything else up to God. Leave everything else up to the mushrooms and yourself. Trust yourself that you're going to be able to navigate this. the final touchstone is surrender. Surrender goes hand in hand with trust. You cannot really surrender if you don't trust. But there's an extra nuance to surrender, and that nuance is detachment. To truly surrender on a mushroom trip, it helps to have a healthy mix of presence and detachment. You are present and conscious and paying attention to everything that comes up in the trip, but you are detached from expectations, from specific results, from specific things that have to happen on the trip. You are detached from needing to control how the trip flows. If things go smooth on the trip, you are detached. If things go sideways, you remain detached. This one takes practice, and it's something that I've developed over multiple trips, and it's an invaluable tool. And just to reiterate, detachment doesn't mean you're checking out. You are present to what's happening, but you are not attached to anything happening in any specific way. And that to me is surrender. In this context, surrendering to what is, surrendering to what's showing up, flowing with it, staying present with it, being curious about it, coming back to the intention of your trip, all of the previous touchstones flow into this final surrender piece. And a final bonus touchstone, which I'll leave you with, is having no expectations. I have done at this point probably close to 40 to 50 mushroom trips. I have not been counting. But every time I do a trip, I go into it with zero expectations. I don't know if it's going to be a strong trip or a mild trip. I don't know if there will be visuals or if I'm going to have any breakthroughs. Now, experience has shown me that I do get breakthroughs on every trip, and yet I still will not go into a trip with any expectation. And that makes it easy to surrender. It makes it easy to trust. It makes it easy to flow with where the trip wants to go, because you are not coming in with baggage and with these giant expectations of how things should be on a trip. It frees you up. And it's something I highly recommend for anyone tripping, but especially for beginners. This is your first trip. Go into it with no expectations. You might have read a lot of things. You may have certain ideas of how it will look or sound or feel, but try as much as possible to drop all of those expectations and just go into it with an open mind. And if it's your second or third trip, I would say it's even more crucial to go into it with no expectations, because it will likely be different than your first trip. In fact, it probably will be. So you don't want to measure your second trip against your first trip, because every trip is its own unique journey. It's its own unique beast. It's like surfing the ocean. Every day the ocean is going to give you some unexpected twists and turns. Your job is to maintain your balance amongst the waves, be they gentle, rough, or something in between. Well, I hope this helps you out on your future trips. Remember the four touchstones: intention, curiosity, trust, and surrender. Let me know how it goes for you. You can write to me on my newsletter at jameszander.com. Please subscribe. I love to connect with my listeners, and I love to hear from you. Please also subscribe to the YouTube channel. It really helps me out, and every subscriber counts. Thank you so much, and have a fabulous trip.
This episode is sponsored by magicmush.ca. If you're looking for an online dispensary for magic mushrooms, mushroom chocolate, and other high-quality psychedelic products, head over to magicmush.ca and use the promo code James to get 25% off. Thank you for listening, and have a beautiful trip. Hello, beautiful soul. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you learned something today, and I hope this episode helped you in your psychedelic and spiritual journey. If you enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy my other podcast, The James Zander Trip, where every week I bring a fascinating guest onto the podcast to dive into psychedelics, mindset, and spirituality. Search for The James Zander Trip on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts, or visit jameszandertrip.com. I recommend listening to the first episode, where I dive into ayahuasca with my friend Jacob and his wild experiences on psychedelics. And if you want to stay connected with me, join my free newsletter at jameszandertrip.com. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. If you enjoyed this episode, you might enjoy my brand new audio course, Unlock God Mode. Unlock God Mode is a 4-week experience where every day you'll get a 15-minute audio lesson that gives you frameworks, tools, and perspectives to upgrade your relationship with life. In the same way that mushrooms give you insights that help you up-level in the video game of life, I designed this course to do the same thing for you. I've compiled every lesson that I learned through psychedelics, through meditation, through my spiritual work, through life. I've put my best tools in this course so that no matter who you are, if you choose to go on this adventure with me, you're going to learn some amazing frameworks. You're going to learn to see life with new eyes. You will improve your relationship with life. And by extension, your life will improve. If you're interested in more details, go to jameszander.com/godmode or use the link in the show notes. Use the promo code SHROOMS for a special discount. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I deeply appreciate you. Feel free to reach out to me through my newsletter. Go to jameszander.com to sign up. I'd love to connect.